It's Colorado Matters. I'm Sarah Hughes. Research from CU Boulder finds that even though women are better represented in the workforce these days, they're still expected to bear the brunt of housework and childcare duties. And those expectations are coming from both men and women. Researchers ask people about what exactly is expected of men and women. Among the questions,
we asked our participants if there was a conflict between work and family. So a sick child needed to be picked up from school at the same time that an important work presentation was supposed to be made. How should that conflict be resolved? And wondered whether their answers would depend on if it was a mom who was involved in this situation or a dad.
That's Bernadette Park, chief author of this study and a professor of psychology and neuroscience at CU Boulder. She's here to share what the study found. So Bernadette, how did participants answer that question about the sick child?
So it turns out that their responses depended on beliefs that they held, pairing women with childcare and men with the workforce. And specifically, the stronger those traditional associations, the more you're likely to say, well, if it's a woman who's in this conflict situation, she should resolve it by putting family first. She should go pick up the sick child from school. But if it's a man who's in the conflict situation, you'll say, well, he should resolve it by putting work first. He needs to first do his presentation, let the child wait at school, and then go pick the child up. And so one of the things we did as part of the research project was just to try to measure how strongly our respondents held traditional beliefs. And by that, I mean, if I ask you just to think very quickly, when you think about women, to what extent do kids come to mind? And when you think about men, to what extent do work-related things come to mind? And it turns out that on average, definitely we saw that most people held these traditional beliefs. So when they think women, they think childcare items. When they think men, they think professional items.
What does all of this prove? Does it bring this field of study into new territory?
I guess the part of it that we most wanted to highlight is that on one hand, while we have come a very long way in terms of women being able to enter professions at rates that have never been seen before, there is still this sort of double standard that exists where women can be in those professional capacities, yet the expectation is still that they also are responsible for nurturing kids and taking care of kids. There's acceptance for women in these professional domains, but also the expectation that, oh, and by the way, make sure the kids are raised and taken care of in the way that they need to. And so, and I think for us, part of what's striking in the research is that at some level, we still have these images, I guess, in our heads that pair women with childcare and men with the professional world. I mean, it's really striking if you just sort of pay attention watching TV on an evening, the kinds of commercials that come on and what it is that, you know, the women are doing in those commercials versus what it is that the men are doing. And so we still have these really strong media images that segregate the genders in terms of those tasks.
Who were the people who responded to these different scenarios?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So these studies were all done with college students. And so on one hand, that's definitely a specific kind of sample. We're not going out and looking at sort of the general public and seeing what their views are. At the same time, it was a sample that for us was interesting because these are, in fact, the young people who are training to go on to these professional positions, who will in all likelihood be trying to manage these work-family kinds of conflicts for themselves. And they're also sort of the youngest generation in the sense that they should have had the most chance to sort of be exposed to more equal parenting, I guess, more equality between the genders. And yet even there, we still see these pretty strong associations, traditional associations.
Let's go to another study that you've conducted. And again, it looks at expectations of women and the workplace and the home.
Sure. So in this study, what we were interested in looking at is for women and men who are described as working different amounts of time. So women who work 20 hours a week, up to 60 hours a week, same thing for men. What would be the behaviors that would be expected of them? And there what you see is that those judgments of behavioral competence are really driven by the amount of hours that the person works. Somebody who works 60 hours is seen as doing more of that than someone who works 20 hours. And that's equally true of men and women. So, you know, if you just say, well, are women and men expected to behave in a competent manner at work? Yes, they are, equivalently so. And it really just depends on how much of their life is sort of devoted to work. In contrast, when we look at the home domain and we ask about behaviors that would be performed that were necessary for rearing children, comforting a child who's hurt or upset, helping with homework kinds of tasks. And there what we see is that women are expected to engage in more of those behaviors than men. And that's true at every level of hours worked. So even if you only work 20 hours a week, the woman's expected to do more of those nurturing behaviors. If you work 60 hours a week, the woman's expected to do more of those nurturing behaviors than the man. So if you look at overall perceptions of responsibility for childcare-related kinds of tasks, for men, those are really a function of the number of hours they work. You work more hours, you're expected to do less childcare. For women, it's a much flatter relationship. So even if you're working 60 hours a week, you're still expected to do sort of an average level of childcare in the home.
What do you take away from this?
Again, that, you know, I think it's an sort of an interesting crossroads, I guess, that we find ourselves at. And we have over the past 50 years seen this big push for moving social perceptions in the direction of allowing women to take on these professional positions. And in many ways, we've been enormously successful in that. The expectation really is that women can be doctors and lawyers and astronauts and a president of the United States. And so there really is this enormous advancement that we've seen in terms of our sort of cultural expectations about the roles that women can take on in the work world. But it's almost as if we sort of forgot this other half of it, which is that if we're going to be a society that maintains itself by having children and families and continues along that path, we're also going to have to figure out some way for young couples to deal with rearing children. And we've just had much less restructuring of the home front than we have of the work front. And so I think these studies just point to the fact that we still see, in some ways, very traditional kind of expectations around the home front, while at the same time have developed much more egalitarian kinds of expectations in the work front. And that presents some difficulties, because it turns out to be very difficult to both master everything on the work front and at the same time take care of everything that women have been traditionally expected to on the home front.
Bernadette, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Bernadette Park is a professor of psychology and neuroscience at the University of Colorado at Boulder.